Hi, Kim. It's Dana Grisham, and this is your response to your third video, the post-reading activity that you did for the Pedal Power nonfiction book. And the first thing I want to say is I see you using the word facts a lot in this this lesson, and I was really happy to see your focus on that. I like very much the graphic organizer that you used and how you continue to support children's learning kind of multimodally through the book, through conversation, through writing, through reading. And what I think was really cool about the lesson was the use of post-its on the pages to mark the facts that you could glean from the Pedal Power book. And that was really helpful to the boys in going back and trying to reconstruct a fact to share with the others. I like the way that you divided the lesson into the components of the book, how we use bicycles for work, how we use bicycles for racing, how we use bicycles for fun. The kids did very, very well on, saying their facts out and sharing them with it. You supported them and course corrected them all the way through. It was really, really wonderful to watch. I really liked the discussion about the dirt bikes and mountain bikes versus the racing bikes, which seemed to clarify a lot for the kids and made them really focus on the difference between those bikes. And at one point you had them read about the racing bike, and you made a cause and effect connection for them too, that light equals fast, and that is definitely cause and effect. You also talked about the fact that not all of the facts that were in the book were going to be on your graphic organizing chart, which is a great thing to do because you reinforce that over and over again with the boys in terms of, we're not going to use them all, we're just going to use the one we choose to use. Great work on word parts for unicycle. Whoa, boy, what a little wiggle worm is our Ben. And you redirected Ben to go back to work several times in a very positive way. Towards the end of the lesson, you reread over the graphic organizers, and then you set them up for what they were going to do next, the connection to writing, and that is to take the phrases and put into our own summaries. So I think that was also extremely positive. I'm sorry I won't be seeing any more of your lessons, Kim. If you ever do want some feedback, please don't hesitate to call. And thanks again.